time now for our first feature this week. This week, we celebrated the season of ghosts and ghouls, and in his article, James Marston reveals the true meaning of Halloween. His words are read for us by James Churchill.
It almost seems impossible to imagine, but when I was a boy, it wasn't so easy to get a pumpkin. They weren't in the shops like they are now, and there wasn't really all this trick-or-treating either. Also, though, I do remember the American children in nearby Mildenhall and Lakenheath used to know more about it. There wasn't the dressing up as little vampires and ghosts either, or the amazing selection of sweets. The traditions associated with Halloween and their pagan roots are widely debated, and it seems to me there is little doubt that Halloween has roots in pre-Christian times. And though the origins might remain obscure, the name of the festival itself comes from All Hallows' Eve, with November 1st being identified by the Christian calendar as All Saints' Day. When Christianity spread throughout Britain, the church chose to adopt for some of its festivals dates that were already in the use by the pagan worshippers, the end of October among them. But despite the efforts of Christian leaders to make and keep All Saints a Christian festival, the pagan elements of All Hallows' Eve have not gone away. Indeed, it is, in many ways, a secular festival that has lost its religious roots and focus, and for some Christians, Halloween can be problematic. Some think it is based on sinister myth or satanic worship in the name of fun and is wrong. Others think it is simply a commercial American import which does little harm. But no one wants to be a killjoy, do they? I don't know if Halloween is dangerous or unwholesome for the souls of youngsters, though I do wonder sometimes if the dark forces of the world are too often dismissed in the name of fun. While it seems to me obvious for parents to not encourage children to go out in the dark by themselves and knock on the doors of strangers, or indeed to suggest to the young that it is okay to frighten people or damage their property because you don't get what you want, I also worry that the commercialisation of the festival might add undue financial pressure on families. However, it's not all doom and gloom, and Halloween has plenty of positive things to celebrate. It is clearly, for many, a great family time with a focus on fun and fellowship, with many communities pulling together to give youngsters a safe and fun evening out. And enforcing and enabling the fostering of community spirit is part and parcel of Christian belief. And Halloween is a festival that looks like it is here to stay. As a result, Halloween is increasingly marked by churches keen to reclaim the Christian roots of the festival with services aimed at children and the young, by celebrating light and marking the evening before All Saints' Day with special services, and maybe a bit of pumpkin carving thrown in. Some churches have instigated a reverse trick-or-treating by organising an opportunity for youngsters to offer gifts to those in their communities. Others even hold saints' parties where children dress up as their favourite saints. Perhaps your parish church is among them.